rolling to his left. Piak trying to find a man open. Has him number 9 open at the 47-yard line. That would be number 9, Adam Jansen, for the first down. From the 35 out to the 49, 14-yard gain on the catch and carry to number Adam Jansen of Reese. Probably nearly broke that one up, but Jansen brought it in for the first down.
Another big tight end for Reese. Jansen, a big guy, just out physically played Kabatsky there is down the field. He gets away with a little bit of a shove and uses that as leverage to get open.
And it's a handoff right up the middle to number 12. Pushes forward and out to about the 44. That's an 8-yard gain for Tony Bentley. He's a junior running back coming out of the backfield. Actually, a 7-yard gain for Bentley. Second and 3 from the 44 of Ubley.
Number 30, Curtis Booms, makes the tackle.
Reese still leads 22-8. That's been the score since the second quarter. Nearly halfway, 6:24 left in the third quarter. Receiver wide to the left, that's Jansen. And it's an Elbers in motion. He takes it, he has the first down. And he nearly sheds his last tackler, but falls down at the 35. Regardless, it's a gain of 9 for Elbers and a first down. Move the chains one more time for Reese. First and 10 from Ubley's 35. They started this drive at their own 7-yard line.
Number 2, Nick Sweeney, came flying up and got just enough of Elbers to stop him from taking it to pay dirt.
Reese has covered 58 yards on this drive over 8 plays. It's another handoff, this time to around the left side to number 13, the tight end, or excuse me, not a tight end, Matt Frost. He's a fullback and a senior for this Rocket team. Trying to go around the left side, gains about 4 on the play, now brings up 2nd and 6 from the 31.
Frost was stood up there a little bit, and the ball came loose, but the officials quickly ruled him down. Nice play on defense there, led by number 51 of Ubley, Josh Ufig.
5:38, 2nd and 6, working off the left hash, right to left across your radio are the Reese Rockets. Flanker each way, now man in motion, that's Elbers, and it's a pitch out to the right to Elbers. And there's Ubley to meet him at the line of scrimmage. He breaks free of that
ball's
one.
Ball's loose.
Ball is loose, and Ubley jumps on it. Flags are flying in the backfield. Ubley, initial signs say it's Ubley ball, the 18-yard line. No word yet on what the play is for. The flag is, but they're calling over Nick Sweeney, the captain of this defense. More than likely, it is against Reese.
Got to be a
hold in the backfield. They will probably more than likely decline this one. The fumble came loose at about the 18-yard line. If it stands like it is, like we're saying, it will be Ubley ball, a big break, and it is a hold against Reese. That penalty has been declined. Ubley gets the ball back on a fumble at the 18-yard line. The stop, Ubley's been the break they've been looking for all game, comes at him a more important time than right now in the third quarter with 5:15 left, trailing by 2 touchdowns, stops a surging Reese drive down the whole field, and here comes Ubley. They have about 82 yards for a score.
I'm not sure who jarred it loose, but somebody put a helmet right on the ball. The ball popped way up in the air. And first one to recognize it, Kurt Kabatsky. Nice job by him. He recovers a loose ball.
It's a handoff to the left side, right up the gut. Cuts back in. Nothing going there. Maybe a loss of a yard in the play. On the bottom of that pile is number 12, Brian Bland, who jumps up, favoring his right ankle. He checks out of the game. And so now no gain on the play. 2nd and 10 from the 18-yard line. In their own territory are the Ubley Bearcats, trailing 22-8 with 4:49 left in the third quarter. We've had a very balanced second half here, both teams being able to move the ball down the field, and no points scored yet. And it's a sweeper on the left side. Sweeney keeps it for himself, cuts back into about the 24-yard line, gets about 6 yards, going to bring up a 3rd and 4 situation for the Bearcats. That's what's been a pretty successful play for Ubley all season long. Sweeney cutting outside around the ends for the keeper and gains 6, 3rd and 4 coming up from the 25.
Well, it's disguised so well because a guy comes out of the wing tee and he's facing the way he's going to run. I mean, he hands the ball off to his running back, pulls it back, and then uses him as a fullback and follows him right through the line. Unique formation here for Ubley is they send 2 receivers wide.
And Bisher now coming out, and they want them on the other side. And now they're all coming back in the backfield, and Ubley's going to have to take a timeout. They had Bisher in the slot and Rakowski at receiver to the right. They came back to the middle of the huddle, and now Dave Coughlin is forced to take his first timeout in the second half, facing a third and four with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter, trailing Reese 22-8. Dave, are they going to come out and try the same play here again, or are they going to have to draw something else up?
Coach Coughlin has his opportunity now to draw up the play that he wants. I know he did not want to use the timeout there, but that's the chance you take when you run out a play in a formation that you're not used to running. Clearly, both receivers are confused, and they had to call a timeout. But now I think he's going to come out with that same formation. He's going to come out with some spread receivers and try and spread Reese out a little bit. They still have the option to run here, so maybe they're thinking to push some more guys out of the box and open up the run for a guy like Kabatsky who could bully some guys and get that physical 4 yards that they need.
Both teams coming out of the sidelines. Ubley still in the huddle in the backfield. Reese is ready. Looks like they're going to be bringing about 8 men in the box, if not more. Third and four. 2 men to the right. Rakowski in the receiver and Bisher in the slot. And Sweeney's going to keep it for himself. He has the first down. He's out to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to midfield. He's into Reese territory at the 40, to the 35, to the 30, down to the 20, to the 25. 1 man to beat to the 5. Touchdown, Ubley! Nick Sweeney takes it all the way down from the 25-yard line into Reese territory, in for the score. A 75-yard run on the keeper right through the gut of the line. Nick Sweeney finds himself standing up with the ball for the touchdown. It's now Reese 22, Ubley 14.
Well, what a play call here by Coach Coughlin. What he really wanted was a receiver on each side of the field. He lined him up in the backfield as that wing T, and what Sweeney did, instead of handing the ball off and taking it around the outside as a quarterback sweep play, he faked the handoff, turned, pivoted like he was playing basketball, and followed those backs right up the middle, and those guys picked up the linebackers, and he had one guy to beat. It was the defensive back. And he blew right on by him, and what a great play
Ubley
and run.
Ubley going for two, and Sweeney keeps it for himself, and he's caught in the backfield. So the difference is going to be 8 points, 22-14. Reese still with an 8-point lead with 3:38 left in the third quarter. You're tuned to WLEW. Ubley surging in the second half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX. Member FDIC.
We've got a barn burner, folks, in Reese. Ubley not giving up yet. They're down by 8, a mere 8 points, scoring 14 unanswered against this high-powered offense and defense of the Reese Rockets, the home team. It's 22 Reese, Ubley 14. Kicking off left to right across your radio are the Bearcats. That'd be number 22, Tanner Lowler, a 5'11 senior end. A little bit of a line drive all the way down to the 20-yard line. Bounces to the 15, where number 13, Frost, is going to pick it up. He's out to the 30, and that is where he is stopped by the Ubley special teams. So that is a 70-yard drive ahead for Reese here for a score to stop this Ubley surge in the second half. First and 10 from the Reese Rockets. Right to left across the radio, right at their own 30-yard line.
Number 66, Tyler Grifka, makes the tackle on special teams.
We have a score update in 8-man football. It's North Huron 8, Peck 0 in the third quarter. North Huron 8, Peck 0 in the third quarter, 8-man football. First and 10, it's a handoff to the right side. And here comes Reese right back. Number 12, Tony Bentley, has no one in front of him. He's to the 20, to the 10, and he's in for the score. Just like that, 70 yards on one single play. Tony Bentley responds for the Reese Rockets, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Reese.
Nothing special there, Clark. Just a simple handoff right up the middle. One block is all needed spring.